dummy, you send out, take out lunch, take out meat, take out bathroom breaks, take out fluffy input periods instead of quality input periods you make a school. You've done 4, maybe 5 hours of instruction a day, at best. 480 days a year. That's a little bad. That's our shit. Right? 4 to 5 hours a day for less than half a year. I don't care if everything else turned out perfectly. Wonderful teachers, wonderful school leaders, wonderful curriculum, brand new buildings, everything. If everything else is spit, and we still put on the clock 4 to 5 hours a day for less than half a year, we're setting the whole thing up for failure. Because we're not expecting people to be great, we're expecting them to be mere workers. Teachers and school leaders should be able to be great and get successful results without having to be mere workers. So that's why we take more time by itself to solve it, support more time with a bad thing, not turn into a good thing. But again, if they open up for success, I put them time on the clock to get everything done we want to get done, get the kids caught up in the way. Our second pillar of choice is commitment. And of course, speaking at charter conference, we're going to be preaching to the choir on the value of choice within the public education system. Certainly we all be very accountable to our districts, our states, federal government, which is behind, UIP, who has a very high stake era right now. And we should feel a high stake. I argue that the most important high stake of all, the most important accountability measure, guaranteed test score, we should be both accountable to the different pattern of the kids' students. What school they go to, they choose to come to our school. What are we doing to view the kids and parents as our customers who need to serve every day? And that can serve well when they leave in a day or keep them back for more. So especially in the kids' world, this is very tricky for us because we're pushing. We're having to come to school 7:35, 4 hours a day. Come 4 hours every Saturday, half the summer, 2 hours home at night. We go to college, we're pushing. We got to push them away. If we're not pushing so hard, we're going to push them out the door, they're not even coming back. Here in the Detroit area, any kid that can choose to go to any school, public, private, I don't care. And this eliminates all any potential barrier transportation from it. It would be interesting to see where is there a line around the block and where do we have access to go to shelter. The fact that there's a great school leader, I'm not saying principal, like a school leader who is in the place, with power and size, who was staff they hire, was staff they fire, and they allocate a bunch of dollars. The reason why they school leader not principal, because in most situations, the principal does not have the ability to truly lead the school. Principals are not leaders of the school. They're unfortunately the babysitters. They're told who's teaching the building. They cannot get rid of people. They can try to get rid of people, and if they spend all their time, they might go get rid of one or two really horrible teachers. But they really can't affect that. They don't have any control over their budget dollars. They're given the dollars in the bucket. Here's your staff bucket. Here's your technology bucket. Here's your art budget bucket. God forbid you want to move money from one bucket to another. You have to go out Triple K and give away your firstborn. We're not going to let you decide to teach in your building. We're not going to tell you to get rid of. We're not going to plan allocate your resources. But we're going to hold you accountable. Then they don't even go, you got a kid, right? You get the shoulder shrug. How do you get rid of the shoulder shrug? By going back and feel more freedom, more accountability. Change the principal, teach the school leaders. Give school leaders the freedom to decide who they're going to hire, who they're going to fire, how they're going to allocate their money dollars. And change that freedom, now you hold them accountable. We should be investing in the most important resource of all, which is the human resource. Right? And the last thing about that is, wherever I don't get materials, computers, all that aside, we all know we have a great teacher, we have a great classroom. We have a crappy teacher, we have a crappy classroom. I don't care about everything else. The same thing with school leaders. You have a great school leader, a great school. Crappy school leader, crappy school. Facilities, technology, materials, all that. Those are factors, but those don't make a break. The great people make a break. So what are we doing to attract great people to our schools and our classrooms? What are we doing to, when we have mediocre people, what are we doing to invest in them, to help them go on the road to be great? And what are we doing to find a quick exit strategy to the people that are not even mediocre, that don't show any desires to be on the capital street?